My grandfather's red pajamas.
Happy birthday, dear Anna. Happy birthday to you.
The singing stops and everyone grins at me. Anna, what are you going to wear to your senior prom? My sister teases. I smile at her and say, "My grandfather's red pajamas." Everyone laughs at my answer. My dad looks me straight in the eye and says, "What is the only article of clothing you are ever going to wear again?" I smile sheepishly as I say, "My grandfather's red pajamas," and everyone laughs again. Every year, for as long as I can remember, and as long as my mom can remember, on a family birthday, we have this tradition. After the singing is done and the candles on the cake are blown out, the birthday person can say only one phrase until they have their first bite of cake. That phrase is "My grandfather's red pajamas." Since only one phrase can be answered, the birthday person tries to sneakily get their first bite of the sugary, usually chocolatey, delicious birthday cake as soon as they can. However, everyone else, who loves asking questions that they've been saving up all day, or maybe even all week, try to delay this bite of cake. After 2 or 3 minutes of answering with only one thing, that bite of cake automatically becomes more delicious and satisfying. Any question someone asks you must answer with the same phrase. You can ask the most embarrassing or stupid questions that you want to, and you must answer in the same way. For example, my friends have asked me what the most out-of-style thing I could think of to wear, my mom what the most disgusting piece of clothing I own is, and my dad what flavor the cake is. Just imagine what your grandfather's red pajamas would taste like. Gross! No one in my family has any idea how this began or who it began with, but we do know that we're just going to keep on doing it because everyone, our neighbors, our friends, know my family for this, and at every birthday, they eagerly await the time when they can ask anything they want and know the answer: my grandfather's red pajamas.